You're listening to Work in Progress. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, editor-in-chief of Working Nation. Work in Progress explores the rapidly changing workplace through conversations with innovators, educators, and decision-makers, people with solutions to today's workforce challenges.
Education has long been seen as a critical pathway to prosperity. With COVID-19 hitting both the education system and the economy, how do we ensure young adults are able to access quality higher education opportunities, ones that will lead to good careers? Joining me now to discuss this very important topic is Martha Cantor, Executive Director of the College Promise Campaign and a former Undersecretary of Education in the Obama administration. Welcome, Martha.
Thanks for having me.
I always am glad to talk to you because I know you really are in the center of the idea of the College Promise free tuition. Could you give our listeners who are unfamiliar with this campaign an idea what your mission is?
It's a pretty simple mission. What we want with College Promise is for every person in this country, youth who has aspirations to go beyond high school, adults who are now with the 40 million unemployed, thinking that they've got to retrain or qualify for a better job. And College Promise is a galvanizing force. It's a clearinghouse. It's a support center to get every student who has the motivation, who has the drive to go beyond high school. That's what we need for this country. It's the new standard for the 21st century. You make a promise to help students do more than this country has done in its history.
And how does it work? Who are you bringing in? How are you making this happen?
We work with students themselves, their families, whole communities, colleges and universities, high schools, businesses, education, philanthropy, and government. What we look at is all of the parties that can play a role in a local community to get this done. So we want community leaders to come together. We want state leaders to come together, like many states have done, like more than 300 communities have done, to say we are going to join at a common table and make college post-secondary training and education, my view of college is pretty broad, go beyond high school for every adult and every youth to college that has the dream, that American dream.
Tangibly, how is that happening? Is there funding that's being created? Is it philanthropic? Is it from government?
What we're seeing is, you know, we've had the campaign for now almost 5 years. And what we've seen is tremendous innovation at the local and state level in leveraging public and private dollars. Sometimes it can be started by a philanthropy. Other times it's started by a chamber of commerce. Still other times it's a local tax that got put in place in a local community like West Sacramento or a whole state like Washington State or Arkansas with the Work Ready Promise. So we see a wide range of promise solutions. What's important as well is the design of the promise to really be inclusive, to focus and target on those problems most facing every community. And certainly, you know, with COVID-19 now, there's a more urgent threat around the country for students to continue their education. And that's why galvanizing these partners from all of these different sectors makes such a difference. And that's our work.
One of the things you touched on that I find really interesting is that you do have a broad range of what you consider college to be. So, for example, in Arkansas, you're saying they have a program called Ready for Work?
Work Ready.
Work Ready. So the program Work Ready, how does that work?
Arkansas Futures. What Arkansas Futures is doing is identifying high demand employment fields for students, some of whom are now unemployed, some of whom had some college but dropped out, but they want to get adults to work. And what they're doing is doing that through training and education. So sometimes it's more formal and other times it's less formal, but the idea is, can business and education partner together to create the kinds of pathways that students need so they get real world experience in those career fields and can actually harness the skills and training they need to be successful in their communities. And we've got, you know, tremendous challenges right now with COVID-19. But the idea, whether it's Arkansas Futures or Kentucky or California has, its College Promise Program, we see these wide varieties of promise programs, but they're all moving every American beyond high school. And we want to get people that are far better prepared and technically adept for the workforce of the 21st century. And that's what's so crucial.
Are you seeing that most of these programs that are being formed or created, are they 1 to 2 years, or do you have 4-year programs in there as well?
There's a wide variety, you know, I mentioned Arkansas. In El Dorado, Arkansas, if you graduate from an El Dorado high school, you can go anywhere in the country for up to 4 years. If you are an unemployed adult in Arkansas, you can get into work ready and look at a career field, look at healthcare, look at IT, look at all the business sector. While we've got cutbacks now in lots of places in the economy, we have always rebounded. And what we need is talented people to take up those jobs. There's a lot of remote learning work now that can take place. And it's the idea that every state, every community can really bring these partners together to figure out what's available, how to get this done. Can we fill these government jobs? Can we fill these business gaps? Can we supply the education pipeline? Goodness knows this country needs hundreds of thousands of teachers going forward. So there are going to be jobs. And I think, you know, the current environment has everyone take a step back, but now it's urgent to move forward. That's what we really think in College Promise, and use the College Promise theme, use that cross-sector leadership to say we can do better than we've done in the 21st century. In the beginning of this century, we can do a whole lot better than we've done in the past, in the 20th century. And it's clear that high school is just not going to get us the educated workforce we're going to need.
With COVID-19 shutting down part of the economy, at least temporarily, hopefully things will start picking up in the coming months. Are you hearing from state and business leaders, even philanthropic leaders, that some of these programs are going to have to be cut back? Is there an impact on any of them?
Yeah, I would say every program, it doesn't matter. Is it a promise program? Is it a school? Is it a whole community? Is it a government? Every program is preparing different scenarios for how to address a decline. And we've been there before. This is my 7th recession, right? This is different, but you know, remember 9/11, remember all kinds of challenges going backwards in time. And we do rebound. So now is the time for people to prepare the scenarios and figure out, you know, how can we really cement even stronger partnerships with our local chambers of commerce, with our local business leaders, with our global business leaders to say, we're going to find solutions helping students learn to work remotely and get their education at the same time, and tackle the financial challenges that are pretty serious at this point. So we see some promise programs that are staying stable. We see some that are doing a scenario planning to say, what if we get cut? Some have already had sustainable endowments. So they're not as worried. They're more worried about expanding because of the growth of students and the student need to get those jobs and to get better prepared. While others are at a more developmental stage and, you know, need to do more fundraising and create more sustainable and stable financial strategies to put in place. And that's one thing we heard from a lot of promise programs around the country, you know, help us learn to ask for the resources we need. Can we partner so that we can share resources and be even more efficient and make the dollars we have go further? So we're looking at all forms of sustainability, and we have actually 2 playbooks that are out on the web that people can look at for financial sustainability options to help promise programs stabilizing the funding, but just as important is the student support side. So when I look at Tennessee and I look at every Tennessee Promise student has access to a mentor, I think to myself, can't we do this all over the country? Can't we get a person who believes in that student to be the reinforcer, to be the guide, to help them stay on the pathway to work and education at the same time?
it is all that more important that education can be there as a resource for people to help them find work, get them on the right path. You know, we talk a lot about these programs at Working Nation, and I always find one of the challenges is to communicate to people that these programs are there. How do you get that word out?
I mean, what's great is when you've got business, education, government, and nonprofits working together with philanthropy, you can double, triple, quadruple the networks if you have a common message. And I go back to states that have, whose governors have come out and said, we've got to do this for all residents in the state. We've got mayors who are doing this. You can hear Mayor Garcetti. You can hear different mayors all across the country saying the promise should be kept for these students, and we are putting a stake in the ground to make this happen. We've had problems before. We'll have problems again, but we're going to forge on, and we're going to do it together. That's the difference. Doing it with business, education, government, philanthropy, nonprofits, labor, and the students and families themselves. That common message is really critical. And there's a lot of controversy about, you know, is College Promise free or not? I wrote a paper called Free Equals Paid For. Somehow it's paid for, but the message that you're going to go and that it's going to be affordable, and if you think it's free, it will bring you to the table and you'll realize, yes, it's free for you, but it's paid for by government, by a local community, by a philanthropy, by a whole set of partners that are making my opportunity affordable for me to actually go and aspire to my American dream.
How many people have gone through the program?
Well, we have thousands and thousands, millions actually now, because there's been exponential growth. So right now, today, we have more than 320 communities across the country, ranging from Los Angeles to Houston to Boston to, you know, up north, Kalamazoo, Michigan. You probably heard about the Kalamazoo Promise, all the way down to Dallas County Promise, back over to the Central Valley Promise in California, San Diego, over 320 communities, some very tiny, like Neodesha, Kansas, and some enormous, like San Antonio is bringing in their promise in September. And what's happened also at the same time is we've gone from the Tennessee promise to now 29 states that have enacted some form of a promise for their residents.
So you mentioned Kalamazoo, and for those who don't know about that program, why don't you share some information?
Well, Kalamazoo gives up to 4 years of fully paid for endowed college tuition and fees and supports for any students graduating from Kalamazoo high schools. So what's really exciting there is you can go anywhere in Michigan on the Kalamazoo Promise. Now, can that be extended statewide? What was really interesting was this summer, Governor Whitmer in Michigan, she said, wow, we are going to at least get a start on a promise for first line responders, for frontline workers that are helping us through the pandemic. It's not a one size fits all. It's not a GI Bill for all, but that's what we're hoping will happen while these promise programs continue to grow. We've had over a 250% increase in the last 5 years. So there's phenomenal interest in doing more and getting students to go beyond high school. We've got to do that. And the student might be a 35-year-old who lost a job, who took a couple of courses, maybe took some workforce training, but understands that, you know, maybe they can go into cyber, maybe they can go into healthcare, maybe they can go into a whole lot of high-demand fields now that are possible and that are sorely needed in this country.
Are the programs that you're seeing being created, and we talk about this all the time, that they're local, and so they serve local businesses, they serve local economies. You mentioned healthcare, cybersecurity, data analytics is one that we know is very popular, but advanced manufacturing, what are some of the other career pathways that you're seeing out there right now?
There are just tremendous number of career pathways, especially in the areas of business. We're seeing all kinds of pathways. We need more accountants in this country. I mean, we need to balance our budgets. We need more teachers in the classroom at all levels. We have a huge, huge demand for the teaching workforce. We've got fields that are high demand imagine healthcare, all the hundreds of fields in healthcare that we need, and you're seeing these shortages. We don't have enough healthcare providers on the front line. So there are all kinds of fields that are growing. Kudos to the states that have the adult promise programs, because they're actually diving down into those states and looking at, you know, where are the high demand areas that we need, you know, in manufacturing. You mentioned advanced manufacturing, huge numbers. You can go over to programs like AccuMold Scholars that has a partnership with the community college in Des Moines. What they're doing is growing the expansion of those labs to get the trained workforce that they need. So there's all kinds of public and private partnerships that are happening. The Promise is a galvanizing tool. It brings partners to the table. The public-private partnerships are really essential to keep students motivated, on track, and, you know, into the zone that it's possible for me to go beyond high school. Even if I didn't go to, and I went to raise a family for a couple of years, well, maybe I can go back now because I've got a work ready program in Kentucky, or I've got a whole statewide promise program in Washington State. You can get the Washington State grant now that the promise that is supported, actually, it was supported by Microsoft and Amazon and a lot of the companies to actually pass a tax. So some have passed taxes, some like Tennessee, you know, put an endowment in place from a lottery fund. So, you know, we're cataloging all the innovative ways that communities and states are funding this. I think, you know, going forward, the biggest challenge is, can they be endowed? Can they be made sustainable? And could we actually get some stabilizing, sustainable support at the state and federal level? I don't know if that's going to be in the cards, but states are leading the way. And it's very, very exciting because they're building on all the promise activity from local programs that we've seen really over the last 10, 15 years.
In your message there, I think it's very important to point out that when you say college promise, it's not just that 18-year-old who just got out of high school. It can be that 30-year-old. It could be that 40-year-old. And there is a pathway to a better job and a job and career. You just need to know where to look.
Yeah. And, you know, we're a divided country right now. We have the haves and the have-nots. What we say in the promise is we want to serve the top 100% of people in this country, because we think adults that didn't have the opportunity have the potential, have the wherewithal, have the desire. They just don't have the pathway. They may not have enough money. They may not have had the coach or the mentor or the counselor. Or they may have gone to a school where they didn't get the best education in the past, or they may have not been successful, or they may have come into this country and have spoken a second language and need more language help. There's all kinds of challenges that students face. And what we're saying is these promise programs in local communities and states have to address this full range of diversity for all Americans to have an opportunity to go beyond high school. That's how we're going to get to a prosperous workforce, a prosperous country.
If we go to www.collegepromise.org, what will we find there that can help us on this pathway?
Well, first thing you'll see is COVID-19 resources that we compiled. But what you'll see is imagine a future where every American will go beyond high school. You'll see resources, you'll see policy briefs of what states have done, what local communities have done, what community colleges and universities have done in these policy briefs. You'll see different playbooks. You'll see resources of how to connect with us. If you're interested in developing a promise program, or you want to expand it, or you want to help get it through the COVID-19 because some of the parts of the community, some of the sectors are saying, you know, we've got to make cutbacks. Well, what are solutions for mitigating these cutbacks? How creative can we get? And we're going to have to, you know, certainly getting through COVID-19 is going to sort of ask for everybody's every ounce of creativity that all of us have together. We can no longer work in silos. And that's one of the divides that has really hurt this country from my perspective in retrospect. So I think we've got to bring together the leaders, and we've got to bring together the voices of the students and the families who are most in need, who have so much potential. We've got those immediate pressures, but we've got lots of examples of how it can be done. And it's really the time to step forward. So we invite you to contact us. We're very available and open. We've got a website. We've got, you know, email and phone out on the website. So please contact us because we're really interested in spurring what has now become a movement. It was a campaign, but it really now is a movement because there are so many people looking to how can we really integrate education and work so people can secure the good jobs and middle-class life that they so deserve being in this country, even at this most difficult time in our history.
What do you think is the most important part, the most important element of a College Promise program?
I think there are two parts, a commitment for sectors to work together, public, private, and to work on really two things. How can we make college affordable on the one hand? How can we bring our resources together? And on the other hand, how can we give students the counseling, the mentoring, the advising, the support to do well? Those couple of things in these promise programs make such a difference to close the divide between the haves and the have-nots. And we've got to really do all we can to educate as many Americans as we can, as quickly as we can for our country's future. We cannot leave them behind.
Martha, thank you so much for your insight into the issue of putting people to work and putting people on a good career path. I really appreciate it. And thanks for sharing details of the program.
You're welcome.
My guest has been Martha Cantor, Executive Director of the College Promise. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief for Working Nation. My producer is Larry Buell. Our executive producers are Joan Lynch and Melissa Panzer. Thank you for listening.